Okay, we are recording Thursday night, the class. We are learning, we're going to do the request from the Ari HaKadosh, then we're going to learn Chupa Inchid Kiddushim over by Avadiah Yosef, and then we're going to learn the Zohar, the Parshat Korach, with the Sulam, with the pure explanation with the Sulam. We're going to read in Hebrew, and then we're going to translate to English. Please bear with us. Thank you very much. Thank you everybody for coming, thank you everybody for watching. ריבון העולמים, אדון אדוני, ברוך לכם ועשה לכל מדים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהי אבותינו. בקידה ושתבש, שקידותם ותורתך ועבודתך ועבודת הקודש, נתת לנו חלק בסורות תורתך הקדושה. מה אנחנו, מה חיינו, מה עשיתם, לכן צריך חסד גדול כזה. על כי אנחנו פנים תחנו לפניך, שתמחות וסלח לכלותינו, לכל אבותינו ולכל חטאתנו ועוונתנו, ואל יהיו אבותינו מבדילים בינינו לביניך, וכן יהי רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהי אבותינו. שתכונן את לבבנו לראתך ולאהבתך, תקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלו ותפתח לבנו הרי בסודות תורתך, ויהיה לימודנו זה נחת רוב לפני כיסא כבודך כירח ניחור, ותאציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו בכל נכונותינו שנתנוצצו ניצוצו בדרך הקדושים אשר על ידם גילית דבריך אלה בעולם, בזכותם, בזכות אבותם, בזכות תורתם, לימודתם וקדושתם, יעמוד לנו בל ניכשל בדברים אלו, ובזכותם תאר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים כמאמר עניים זמירות ישראל, גל עיניי והביט הנפלאות מתורתך. כי אדוני ייתן חוכמה פי דעת ותבונה, יהיה לרצון נמרי פי והגיעו מבין לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. We are in חופה וקידושים, we are in a page, רש פי זין. מותר להזמין לחתונה קרובי משפחה ושכנים, אף אם הם חילונים מחללי שבת בפרסיה. You are allowed to invite neighbors, friends, family, even to the wedding, even if they are not keeping Shabbos at all, and even they do it on purpose not to keep Shabbos. שיש לשער שיבואו ויוכלו בלא ברכה תחילה ובסוף. That you know that they are not that they for sure they are going to possibility that they are going to sit, eat, not to make a bracha, not in the end, not in the beginning. ובלא נטילת ידיים, without washing hand. והנכון הוא שבעת שבעלי השמחה משלמים דמי קדימה לבעל האולם, in the time that the people are paying down payment to the hall, יזכו את כל דברי המאכל לאורחים, that they're going to be having in mind that everything that people are coming, all the food, this is all for the guests, and they are already mezakim to give the food away without any concession. שיש אומרים שבדברי מאכל שלו ליקה איסור מסייע בידי עוברי עבירה. That means when a person, when a person come into your home, you have an obligation to teach him that you need to be sure that he wash in hand and he making a bracha. This is your obligation. That's your food. That's your money. This is your investment. And if a person come into your home and you need to be watching him that he's going to wash the hands good, that he is going to do the appropriate bracha. So he's saying here, you need to have from Melchatchila in the beginning that you need to have in mind that you everything that you already give away to the guests, regardless to what happened, regardless if they wash or did not wash, that is not going to be your obligation in when it's coming after 120 years to stand for that. יש המקפידים להביא חלות מתוקות לסעודה של חתונה בברית מילה שבהן משתתפים אורחים שאינם שומרי שבת ומצוות. Some places they give in a sweet challah for the people that they are concerned that people that they are not going to make a motzi, so at least they are not going to eat bread, they're going to eat mezonot, they're going to give a sweet bread. ואשר חשודים שיוכלו בלא נטילת ידיים ובלא ברכת המזון, that they are chance, you have a chance that these people are not going to make a motzi and they are not going to bench God forbid. אך יש להיזהר להזהיר את המסובים יראי שמיים. But if you do that, you need to tell the people that they are that the bread is the mezonot and not to make a motzi on that. שהאכלות הן מתוקות ואין לברך עליהן מוצי בברכת המזון, אלא אם כן האוכלים מאכלות שיעור של 216 גרם, ואפילו אם כל אכילתם הוא רק מאכלות ללא לחם אחר, אפילו הכי צריך שיהיה השיעור הנזכר כדי לברך המוצי וברכת המזון. That means that they need to eat at least 216 גרם, that they need, usually the roll they make it in the amount that they be a שיעור, that the people that they want to make a benching, they need to eat at least this שיעור. ואם האוכל כשיעור הנתלן נוטה לידיו בלא ברכה, if a person wanted make a ברכת המזון on the meal, he wash in his hand with no ברכה, מברך על נטילת ידיים, יש לו על מה לסמוך. But if he do ברכה, he have on something to come because he קובע סעודה. But מלכתחילה, he should not make a ברכה if it's only מזונות. ומברך המוציא הוא לבסו ברכת המזון. And he can make a ברכה המוציא and in the end ברכת המזון, like we do in on pizza for example, if a person wanted to make סעודה on pizza, usually pizza is מזונות, but if you eat in more than two pie, you can make a סעודה if you're going to fill up yourself, and this is usually the rule for the things that it's a mozi, the bread need to see they need to have water and flour, and then the bread need to see the fire, and if the bread get come in connection with the fire direct, that you can make in a mozi and a mozi in berkat hamazon. All right, we're going to go to the Zohar. We are in Parashat Korach. So like David said, that the parashiyot that we have, they are not in the order that we are, that it's in the Torah, but it's nothing to do with the order. It's more to do with the things that it happened, the way it happened, for to be able to understand the relationship of the connotation with the subject of the issues. So the Chachamim put this parshiot in the same way, so we're going to be able to relate. It doesn't mean that whatever happened did not happen in the right order, just things happen in other places in the same time, and they could not just stop and put the subject in the middle. So after they finish to tell us about one story, one incident, they come and they connect us to the other incident. So we're going to learn the Zohar in Parashat Korach, and we're going to explain We are in a page Tetvav in Parashat Korach. Anybody want to open the book? You can open the book in Parashat Tetvav. Mem Bet Raya Me'emana. Kol petrechem lekol basar vegomer. Bet bechor ha'behema tme'a tivde. Pikuda da livdot peter chamor, livdot le'alama. דעתה, ואי קודם, דעזי להו עלמה, להיבדה, נפשה ורוחה ונשמתה בוריתה, עתיד להחזרה, והי עלמה, כדבקדמתה, ישוב לימי אלומה, ולקבל נפשה ורוחה ונשמתה. ראיה מאמנה קם, ראיה מאמנה is משה רבנו, he come and he try to give us the aspect of what is the reason that he's telling us about Peter Hamor, that he said that he did not take any donkey from any one of them. The Torah tells us that we do need to purchase even the donkey from the Kohen. The donkey is Hamor, is a Chomer, is the lowest thing that we even that is coming into physicality. We need to purchase it from the Kohen. We need to take and to make Kiddush Hashem on the lowest thing that we are doing. So, same thing we are talking about Shmuel. When the Haftarah talking about Shmuel, talking about the same thing. So he said, והמצווה שלאחר זה הוא לדון בערכי הבית. Oh, sorry. We are in the wrong spot. ועד בחור הבאמה, וגומר, מצווה זו היא לבדות פטר חמור. You have a mitzvah to purchase the donkey. That means from the Kohen, every 10, the first one, and after this, every 10 of them, we need to purchase from the Kohen. Pidyon, you need to do the Pidyon, like Reb Chaim did today. Dehainu, livdot atzmo la'olam haba. That means to purchase himself to the next universe to come. Ve'im kodem, she'elech la'olam ahu, lo yivde nafsho v'ruchho v'nishmato b'torah. If before he's going to go to this the universe, he is not going to purchase himself and his soul, yes, like the way it's written in the Torah. עתיד לחזור להתגלגל בעולם הזה כבתחילה. He could come to this universe like the way it was before and doing the same correction the way he did in this time. וכמו שאמר, ישוב לימי העלומה ולקבל נפש רוח נשמה. He's going to come back to his new day and he's going to receive all the process again from the beginning. כתוב, it's written, הן כל אלה יפעל אל פעמים שלוש עם גבר, דהיינו ישראל, משום שפדיון שלהם היה בלי תורה, שהיא כסף, דהיינו כסופה, שפרשו החמדה של עולם הבא, חזרו גימל פעמים אחרים בגלות, ובגאולה האחרונה, שהגאולה שלהם תהיה בתורה, לא יחזרו עוד לעולם לגלות. באו רבנן ואמרו אותו ואמרו ראיה ממנה הקדוש ברוך הוא יבדה אותך וכל ישראל יהיו פדויים על ידך שתתחדש עמהם והם עמך. He said that the Jewish people need to go to exile three times. Why? He said if a person is not been purchased himself, he's not going to purchase everything that he have. When he said Peter Chamor, Chamor it's mean Chomer, physicality. That means when a person, his physicality is not been purchased, he is going to come until three times. That's the reason the Jewish people went to exile three times. And by the fourth time, when the fourth Geulah, the last exile, he will be redeemed complete with no other any limitation. And they said, the Chachamim telling Moshe Rabbeinu that he is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that thank you that you, thanks to you, we're going to be able to be purchased from this lifetime and purchased from the next lifetime and all everything that is going to be renewed thanks to you that we're going to be able to be redeemed. Any question? Beautiful. So we're going to go continue to the next. We are on Mem Bet. במצווה שלאחר זה, after the mitzvah that the person need to do pidyon of the purchase of the donkey. We're talking about if we need to purchase the donkey, we need to purchase anything else. Hu ladun berkei habayit. We need to learn about the value of the home. Ubesod ha-chokhma, in the secret of the wisdom, beto shel ha-adam zo ishto, the house of the person, that's his wife. Im hi isha de tovera, if he's the woman of good and bad, ורוצה להמיר אישה רעה בטובה, and she want to take a good woman and to make her, to switch her to be a bad wife, God forbid, יבדה אותה מאותו הרשע, he need to purchase her from this wicked place, ויתן בעדה הערך שלה, and he's gonna pay for her her dues, whatever she's worth it. אבל אישה של עץ החיים, but the wife that she connect to the tree of life, שהיא המלכות, that she is the queen, נאמר בה, לא יערכנה זהב וזכוכית ותמורתה כלי פז. He say, he's not going to be able. She have no value that you can be able to purchase. She so precious that nothing can purchase a wife like this. You cannot purchase her from any price.
An evil wife?
No, a pure wife. An evil wife you can purchase. You can purchase her from the Yetzer Hara to be able to save her. But a lady that she is holding the Torah, that she is connected to the Etz HaChaim, you cannot value her with any precious, with any material. Nothing can be able to purchase her. She's like almost like the shine and glory of God. You cannot purchase something that it's have no values. You cannot purchase something that have no value. That means it's a priceless. You cannot buy it. It's not for sale. Ve'en la'erech. כמו שנאמר, it's not something that you can value. Like we said, אשת חיל עטרת בעלה. The wife that she is אשת חיל, she is the crown of her husband. What mean the crown of the husband? That mean the lady, the husband could be proud of her. He could be able to be a king with the wife that she is looking up to him. He could be a king and she could be a queen. And there's no price for that. ונאמר, אשת חיל, מי ימצא? Who is going to find this lady that she is אשת חיל, that she is the crown of her husband? וזו היא השכינה. This is the שכינה. מי שגומל חסד אימה, אין ערך לשכר שלו. Whoever create חסד with the שכינה, he have no value. You cannot understand the value that he have. It's almost unbelievable. It's unlimited. ומי שחוטא לה, whoever sin to her, אין ערך לעונש שלו. Is no value to his punishment. That means we have the tree of life. The tree of life is a tree. You have עץ החיים ועץ הדעת. עץ החיים, that's the Torah. עץ הדעת טוב ורע, is good and bad, that's this universe. That sometimes is good to us, sometimes is bad to us. That means we need to know how we are living our life. And if the wife that she is following the Torah, that she is Eshet Chayil, she is priceless. He said, who is going to find a wife like this? Okay. And the wife that she is connected to the tree of Etz Hadat, Tovara, you need to know that this wife, you have to purchase her. That means a husband be able to help her to get out from that. How you purchase a wife that she is Tovara? You can, they said that the wife, Nashim Da'atam Kala, the mind is very easy influencing. You can influence her in a very easy way. How you influence a wife? With buy her jewelry and buy her nice clothing. With the jewelry and nice clothing and by honoring her, you'll be able to purchase her from the other side. That means if a lady, she need to be able to come close to her husband to make the husband a king, he need to treat her like a queen. He need to project to her the right light and then she respond with the right way. But sometimes it's painful with the price that you need to pay for to be able to make the correction in the Malchut. And that's the Shekhinah at home. Your wife, she is your life, she is your Malchut, she is your kingdom, and if the wife is right, it's worth it to invest for to be able to make the correction here, for to be able to inherit it for eternity after that. Yes?
So, the wife, if you're buying her during Pidyon, how come it's not, is it a one-time thing? Because everything else is a one-time thing.
No? What do you mean everything else is a one-time
like
thing?
When you purchase your Hamor, one-time shot.
Yes.
You purchase your son, it's a one-time shot.
Yeah, but every 10 Hamorim you need to keep purchasing the 11 one it need to be purchased. The 10 need to be purchased. The 20 need to be purchased. Every 10 chamorim you need to be purchased.
Same with
sons? Huh?
Same with sons? With sons also?
With sons? No, we're talking about the sons is...
So what does the 10 chamorim have to do with...
The 10%. What is to do with... this is a chomer. We're talking about the lady. It's either she connected to the Etz HaChaim, or Etz HaDaat. Etz HaDaat is the physicality.
But isn't feeding physicality just driving more physicality?
Feeding physicality is driving more physicality. No. The wife, she is your physicality. She is this universe. You are the next universe.
Rabbi, how can you recognize if you're looking for a prospective wife, a woman, at what level she might be at by the way she dresses,
No, it's the level that you are. It's nothing to do with the lady. You can see in her only what you are, where you are.
Right.
And according to what you see, you need to know where you are. Like you look in the mirror. You look in the mirror, whatever you see in the mirror, this is what you are.
So if you see something that you like, that's a reflection of yourself?
That's correct, but you need to be careful what you like. You may not going to like it after you know what is that. That's where is the trick. The trick is a very... People like many things. My daughter loves chocolate. She doesn't like oatmeal. Chocolate is very bad for her. That's not good for the teeth, not good for the stomach, make her hyper, doesn't have any nutrition there. But she hates oatmeal. Oatmeal doesn't look so good, doesn't taste so good, but oatmeal is very good for you. You can survive for ever. Chocolate is very limited. And usually people love chocolate. But they can survive with that? They cannot. So whatever you love, you need to be very afraid from what you love. And you need the approval of your rabbi to let you know if this is the right thing or not. Otherwise, when you look in the basket, what you collect, you usually don't like what you have there. Most of us is like this. Yes?
When it says, who can find an Eish Chayil, does that mean you're always supposed to be looking for her?
You constantly need to invest in your wife to make her Eish Chayil. Constantly. It's like Torah. You cannot just learn Torah one time and that's enough. No, you said before it's a one-time deal. One-time deal when it comes to physicality. This situation, you take, you have, you make $10, you need to pay 10% from that. That's one time for this case. As soon as you make another $10, you need to have another 10%. 10 to 20%. Yes?
What can you give a woman if she's already modest and beautiful and she's observant and you see that she's religious?
It's a beautiful question. You give yourself. So a person that he doesn't, a person sin to the Shekhinah, his punishment is also priceless. וכמה שפחות יש לה. This holy lady, they have so many maids that serve her. וכל אחת ואחת מהן יש לה ערך, and every one of them have a different value. וכל אחת ואחת צריכה פדיון, and every one of her ladies, of her servant, need to be purchased. דהיינו לבדות אותה מאחיזת הסטרה אחת, that means to purchase her from the holding of the other side. אבל מי שיורש נשמה או רוח או נפש, but whoever wanted to inherit it, to be able to, he is inherited the soul or the spirit or the body, or the ruah, the nefesh, ומן השכינה, from the holy present of the שכינה, אינה צריכה לבדות, he doesn't need to purchase her. כי השכינה נאמר עליה, on the שכינה, we can be able to say, אני השם, הוא שמי וכבודי לאחר לא ייתן. I am God, my name and my honor to another, to other, I will not give. כי הפדיון שלה תלוי בקדוש ברוך הוא. To purchase her, it's only connected to Hashem. שישראל ממשיכים אותו אליה בקשר תפילין. That the Jewish nation, the Jewish people are pulling this שכינה to themselves by the bondage of the תפילין. באות השבת and the covenant of the Shabbos. באות ימים טובים, in the covenant of the good days, שבאות ברית ותורה, and the covenant of the Torah. That means we have the triangle. The triangle of covenant with Hashem is Shabbos, Tefillin, and circumcision. That this is the triangle that sustains everything in the world. כמה מצוות בכמה מצוות, כי הפדיון שלה תלוי בקדוש ברוך הוא. To be able to purchase this lady, this is bound to Hashem. זה שאמר, והאס למען שמי, that he does for his own name, ובשבילה, ואף גם זאת, and also for this, for the שכינה, for the holy present of the שכינה. כך כמה מצוות עושים בני אדם על מנת לקבל פרס. So many mitzvot people do just to be able to get to receive a gift. It's like if they serve in, they do something, it always what is in for me. Well, how do I get benefits from that? וכמה עונות, לכמה אבונות, ולכל מצווה יש לה ער בעולם ההוא. And so many sin people do things just for to take instead of to give. וכל מצווה יש לה ערך בעולם ההוא. And every mitzvah that you do have a value in this, in the universe that we are talking about. אבל העונש למי שעובר עליהן אין לו ערך ושיעור. But the punishment, you have no value. It's the damage that it makes is almost hard to repair. There's no value in the next world because the things that it's missing, you cannot ever feel it after that. The hole is still there. First, I want to lighten this part. This paragraph is a very, very important portion. He said, God said, "Ani avaya lo shiniti." I am God, I did not change myself. And you, Bnei Israel, you're still my children. What does that mean? The universe, the sun shine on the world all equally. But affect everybody in the world in a different way. If you're looking, for example, the sun, the tree, the sun make it green. And the linen, it make it white. And the candle, it will melt. I am going to get darker. Other person going to get reddish. Every creature, everything in the universe get affected different by the sun. That means that God said, I did not change myself. But the way the effect come on the universe, on the people, it's according to the people, the way they are. So if the person wanted to see the change of the spirituality of Hashem, you need to change yourself. What does it mean? If you listen to a radio, you have in the air thousands of music. What music you hear? Depends by the station that you put your radio on. And according to your station, that's what the music that you're going to hear. And if you don't like the music, change the station. There's no problem. So, when we are talking about that the people, the punishment have no value, we cannot understand the value of the punishment. So it was one person, they have a story about one person, one son, he was getting angry very fast, and his father tried to cure him from his anger. And they try many things and nothing works. He's still angry. Every time that somebody talking to him, he's still... So he's come to his son, he said, "My son, I think that I find a cure for you." He said, "What is this, Abba?" He said, "Every time that you get angry, you're going to go to the yard, they have a shade there, they have a door on the shades, and you're going to put a nail to the door. Like this, you're going to be able to control to see how many times you get angry in a day. In the first day, he got 42 times angry. And he went and he ran out and he put 42 nails. And he got, in the second day, he got a little bit tired from running outside. And the third day, he got a little bit tired. And every day, he put less and less and less and less nail. It took almost a year and a half. He coming back to his father, he said, "Abba, I think I'm cured." He said, "What do you mean, are you cure?" He said, "I'm not running outside anymore to put nail in the door. I don't need any more this treatment. I think you cure me." The father said, "You think you cure? Let's see." He said, every day that pass that you do not get angry, you need to go out and take one nail out. It took him another 2 years to get all the nails out. He took all the nails out. He said, Abba, thank God, now I'm cured. There's no more nail. I finished all my correction. I want to thank you very much. The father said, you think you're cured? Come with me. He taken him to the door and he said, when you got angry, you came, you put nail in the door. After that, you wanted to do tshuva. You took all the nails out. But the hole that you put in the door can never be fixed. That means we need to know when we are saying something or getting angry, God forbid, or making any inquisition on anybody, on anything, we need to know that it's always consequences that come to the world. Doesn't matter that we do tshuva. We can try to do tshuva in 100 times. But he's saying here that the person, when he does something, the reshimo, whatever he leave behind him, yes, he can take all the nail with him, he can put the nail, he can take it out. But whatever he leave behind him, he leave a door full of hole. And that's the reality of the universe. And we cannot complain about our universe because we created it. And God said, if I give you a wife, that Eshet Chayil, he said, be careful. I do not give an Eshet Chayil to everybody. My honor and my glory, I do not give to anybody. So a person that is inherited a soul or a spirit or a body from the Shekhinah, he doesn't need to purchase her. She doesn't need all these values of this universe. She doesn't need the clothing. She doesn't need the jewelry. She doesn't need all this physicality. He doesn't need purchase. He doesn't need to work hard. כי השכינה נאמר עליה, אני השם שמי וכבודי לאחר לא אתן. I do not going to give my glory and my honor to another person, to somebody else, to the other side. That means when a person getting a wife, that she is a holy wife, you need to be careful. You need to be careful with the wife. You need to be careful with the ladies. You need to love the lady like you love yourself, but you need to honor her more than yourself. Why? Because she is everything we got. And if she is everything we got, we need to know that if God gave us such a wife, we need to honor her the way we honor Hashem, because she is the daughter of God. And she is the Shekhinah at home. And she is everything that we have. And it's worth it to invest every penny if she is your wife. It's worth it to invest. And it's worth it to tolerate it. It's worth it. But if she is not your wife, whatever you see in the mirror is you are. Whatever you see in your wife is you are. And God said, be careful. What you purchase yourself. You do not purchase her. The lady, the wife, is the way you make her, that's the way she's going to be. And if you don't like something by her, you need to change by you. And the lady in the mirror will change automatically. Yes, it would not take instantly the way we want it. It will take time, but it will eventually will happen. Yes.
So you're trying, he says you need to find the Eshet Chayil, right? That means every woman is an Eshet Chayil.
100% every lady is Eshet Chayil.
So the only process is not that you see her in front of you and know this is a tzedakah, it's that whoever you see in front of you has the potential that you can cause to be a tzedakah.
That's correct. Every lady, she has a potential to be a Eshet Chayil. It's like a piano. How good is the piano? The way the person they play it. If you give your wife what it takes to be a Eshet Chayil, she's going to be a Eshet Chayil. There's no question about it. Every lady is an Eshet Chayil. She could be everything you want her to be. Either could to be a Eshet Chayil or either to be something else. And the way is your state of mind. What you see in her, that's exactly what you're going to be able to bring out.
So if they're all Eshet Chayils, then what are we purchasing with the pinyan?
You're purchasing the environment. We are the environment. The pidyon that the person does, he purchases himself. When he see, is not such a thing, a person living in the universe and doesn't make mistake. When a person make mistake, he gonna see this mistake on his wife. Now we taking this video, right? If I'm going to make any mistake now, what you see on me, the mistake, it will be for frictions, for 1 second. But the people, they're going to watch the video, they're going to watch the video, they're going to see the mistake over and over and over again. And all of them going to see the mistake constantly. That's the reason you have an editing. But in life, when a person make a mistake, you cannot see the mistake on the person most of the time. Maybe he hide it. Maybe he doesn't do it in the Pharisee. But whatever we do in the hidden part, whatever you have in the projector of the movie, you cannot see the mistake on that. Where can you see it? Only on the screen. The same thing us. People cannot see the mistake on us, but they can see the mistake on our wife. She is our reflection. She is our screen, she is the lady in the mirror, and we purchase the mistake that we did. And if a person come into the point that he be able to overcome all these obstacles with his wife, then he know that all his sin and his problem got forgiven. But as soon as he have, as long as he have problems, he know that he still have a lot of work to do, a lot of investment to do. Most of the guys, they cannot even accept a wife. I had a guy today that he come, he tell me, you know Mikhail Shlomovich? He is my friend. He sent me here. I said, good. He said, did he give you a picture that I sent with him to you? I said, no, he did not. He said, I gave him long ago. I said, I never saw it. He showed me the picture. He said, I'm so and so and so. He said to me, he's searching for a wife in 14 countries. I said, that's where is the problem. Imagine you are in such an exile that you need to move in 14 countries to find a wife, that she's usually sitting next to you. You just don't like what God give you. That's a different story. You just don't like what you see because you are not in a state of mind to receive a wife. And if a person is not in a state of mind to receive a wife, he will never going to be able to find her. Because when he look at the wife, he see himself. He see all his obstacles. And if he sees his obstacle, he is very hardly to be able to agree to what he see. But if he find the wife perfect, that means he is perfect. We can only see our limitation by the wife. Or our glory. Yes.
Can the opposite be true too? I mean, can you see somebody and tolerate them, but understand that they're not tolerating you?
You know, you have two sides in the universe, and that's the dispute in every part of the Torah. This is what is all the dispute from the old age that come in between all the parties and all the sides. Start from Yosef and Yaakov, and before that and after that, that it's to Sur Merah Ve'aseh Tov, Hillel and Shammai. You have Yosef that he said, Menashe, Nishani Hashem Ibet Avi. God cut me away from my father home. Yosef was very sharp, very stark, cut away the bed. Sur Merah. Yaakov said, no. Ephraim, do good. It's not the time yet. Sur Merah. When he bought his two child and he put Menashe on the right side of Yaakov to get the blessing. Yaakov crossed his hand. He asked Yosef, said, what you doing, Abba? That's not the right thing. He is the firstborn child. He is the one that we need to drive into to cut away the bed. Yaakov said, I know, his father said. He is going to be also big. Don't worry. But he is not the time for him yet. First, we need to do good. Just purchase the good. Keep constantly do good. And if eventually, if you do a lot of good, the rye have no reality. Because every person that you have a face, you have a back. The face is the good, and the back is the rye. The question, where are we looking? If I look at the face, it's no problem. I have a person to talk to. If I look at the back, I can find a million reasons to find a default by the person. The same thing by my wife. The same thing by anybody. That means when the cherubim look into each other face to face, Am Israel connect with the Shekhinah, everything working perfect. The problem is, how far is east from west? It depends if you're looking at the person or you are with your back to the person. If you are with your back to the person, the east and west is endless. It's infinite. But if you look into his face, you turn yourself back to the person next to you, and you shine face to face, east and west is very close. So, and this is what they call that you have a shiur, you don't have a shiur. Yes.
Again, the opposite. Meaning female. You tolerate them, they don't tolerate you. You said that
I said
God,
that
you said that God is always putting people next to us. In this example, a woman who potentially is our wife, who is our wife.
I said that before.
Maybe you recognize that this person is your wife.
I said that before. I said that before.
You're the husband.
No, I said that before. I said that before. The wife, every time, everything with the wife, it takes time. The universe, God created delay mechanism. It's not action and reaction the way we want it. If it will be action and reaction the way we want it, we wouldn't have a chance to survive here. So God put a delay mechanism. You want the lady to conceive? Okay, it will be 9 months until she's going to bear a child. That's what it takes. That's what it takes the time.
That's not always the case.
That's what it takes the time.
I understand what you're saying, but that's not always the case. That delay mechanism is not always in the delay mode. Sometimes there's an instant spark, an instant match.
Okay, if you find it, let me know. Thank you. You know, my son, when I had we had the Sheva Brachot here, and we had a couple coming, and I said, and my wife said to the kids, they come in with the child is 2 days old. And they do Sheva Brachot, we do Sheva Brachot for them. So my son asked, Abba, how it's possible? They just got married, they already have a child. And I was sitting with Chavruta here and learning, and the Chavruta said, you know, imagine what technology can do today. So if you're looking for instant, you get instant. If you want to invest, invest for the future. I believe in investment.
When we're talking about tikkun, the wife and the husband, they go up together. Maybe not simultaneously, but they're all going up together in stages, right? So when we're talking about Eish HaChayil, it doesn't sound like, unless you're one of the 36 tzaddikim, that there's she's already prepackaged as perfection.
That's correct.
Right? So that basically, any wife...
She's Eshet Chayil.
She's Eshet Chayil, that you just need to elevate with her.
Yeah, I agree with you already. We said it before. You repeat yourself. Every lady, she's Eshet Chayil.
No, I wanted to know that every... Okay, so now I know what Eshet Chayil is.
We said it before. Every lady is Eshet Chayil. But she's Eshet Chayil according to your state of mind. If you can make her Eshet Chayil, you understand? Most of the people, they blame to the wife that they have no this and no that and no this and no that.
I think that they're expecting, that we expect Eishet Chayil already.
I understand. Yeah. That's you're repeating exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
We're looking for instant gratification. Is no such a thing instant. If you got lucky and somebody already prepared for you and you come and you eat from the tree that it's already prepared, not everybody is worthy for this level. Some people get lucky, you know, that. But the most of the universe, for to be able to have the fruit of the tree, somebody need to plant the tree, to walk the tree, to wait until the right time that the fruit will be ready, and then they're going to eat the fruit. Yes, sometime God send you the fruit of somebody else, or somebody work for you if you're worthy and prepare for you, and you just got to come and to eat. But most of the cases, the majority of the universe is people need to work for the living. People need to work for what they get in, and if they don't work for that, very rarely they can appreciate it. All right, we continue. We are now in the Ma'amar. מחרים נכסיו לכהן. מצווה לאחר זו, after this mitzvah of to purchase your wife, the שכינה, the universe, whatever is that, to purchase from the כהן. לדון מחרים רכושו לכהן, זה שאמר כל חרם בישראל לחיה. That we're saying that everything that has been taken away from the people is going straight to the כהן. זה סוד כל פטר רחם לכל בשר אשר יקריבו לשם באדם ובהמה. And this is the secret of every animal. When they say פטר רחם, that means the child need to be the firstborn child. Yes? That he broke the opening for the mother womb for to be able to be worthy to be purchased from the Kohen. If the child, they call it in the Torah, Yotze Dofen, he comes from the side, he is not, you don't do Pidyon Aben because he did not apply to the situation that he came in a normal way to be worthy to be purchased from the Kohen, that he broke the bondage of the fertility of his mother for to be able to come in the right way. And he's saying that kol basar, it's like you need to get and purchase this kol peter rechem that coming from the womb of the mother. Lekol basar asher yakrivu l'Hashem ba'adam ba'ema, that everything that they're going to bring close to Hashem in the human or in the animal. Rechem ba'afichat otiyot. What is Rechem? Rechem is Ramach Evarim, the 248 parts of the person, and 248 mitzvot of the Torah. כחשבון רמח איברים של האדם, עליהם נאמר ברגז רחם תזכור, that on 248 parts of the person, and that's what we say in Tachnun, in a Tachnun, in Nefilat Apayim, Berogez Rechem Tiskor, that when the God, when you got some judgment in the universe, please remember that we are doing this mitzvah of Peter Rechem, we purchase everything from the Kohen. אחר שהאדם כועס ומחרים אותה, מחרים אותה בהמה אליו, הרי אל אחר נחש שורה עליה, שנאמר בו ארור אתה מכל הבהמה, והוא לשמאלו של האדם. משום זה ציווה הקדוש ברוך הוא לתת אותה לכהן, שהוא רחמים וברכה, כדי להכניע כעס, כי תתעורר בו אותו האדם המרה, שהיא חרבו של מלאך המוות, ועל כן התעורר הימין אליו ברחמים, והכעס דשמאל נכנע, וזהו ברגז רחם, ברוגז רחם תזכור. He's saying here, when a person, he is, need to be purchase, the firstborn need to be purchased, and the 10 donkey need to be purchased. And if he is not purchasing that, what happened? He did not purchase that, he did not give it to the Kohen, because he is angry, because he doesn't want to share. And because of that, instead of to be sitting on this animal, the Shekhinah, the other side, the sword of the negativity, sitting on this person. So if this person have his negativity sitting on him, you need to take the public, the Beit Din need to go and to take it away from him and to give it to the Kohen by force. Why? To save him from the sword of the other side. And then the other side been sweetness, been broken, and is no other judgment on this person, God forbid. And that's what they mean when they said Berogez Rechem Tiskor. When his anger, you need to remember that we did purchase with Chesed everything from the Kohen. Mi shekoes, whoever get angry, yesh lo bakas sam hamavet. If a person angry, he have his in anger, the poison of death. שעליו העמידו בעלי המשנה, the בעלי המשנה said, כל הכועס כאילו עובד עבודה זרה. That the person get angry is like idol worship. משום שהסטרה אחת שורפת באדם, because the other side did come to burn the person. ובאותה בהמה שנותן לכהן נתפרש אחר ממנו, when he taken and he is given this master, this donkey, whatever the animal, that the first animal he give it to the Kohen, this judgment going away from him. That means the other God who cherem. That means that's what they call cherem. Banukba shelo klala, and his female part, that's the curse. Aklula bechol aklalot b'mishnah, that she is including in all the cursing of the Mishnah, of the Torah, the Mishnah Torah. That means that we already, that he sent it in the Dvarim, that everything that we have, the 98 curses there. V'akadosh Baruch Hu berech b'chol ha-Torah kula, and God in all the Torah bless us. V'kol ha-brachot hem yimin, and all the blessing come from the right side. Sha-Kohen achuz bo, that the Kohen is holding there, u'mishum ze kol cherem tzarir latet la-Kohen. That means all this anger, all this cherem you need to give to the Kohen. Shehu sorfo ba-esh, that he is burn him in fire, ומחלהו מן העולם, that he is destroying from the universe. והאש דשמאל שכחה בימין, the fire of left side reduced when the chesed came and the Kohen did what he did with that, it's been quiet. שהוא מים ובו חמת המלך שכחה, that this is water and this is what the anger of the king got reduced. Yes.
When you said that if you don't do the Pidya Ben, the court will impose it on them?
Right.
Is that only in Israel or in the desert as well?
This the mitzvah that we're talking about. In the desert, they had no obligation for the mitzvah to do, because they've been in the desert.
Okay.
So when we're talking about the Pidyon HaBen, when a person need to be purchased, if he's a firstborn child and his mother and his father did not purchase him from the Kohen, he need to do it to himself. He need to go and to purchase. That's the only mitzvah that the person need to do himself, to purchase himself from the Kohen, to remove the judgment from himself, if he's the firstborn child.
And it's wherever you are. It's not that when the Holy of Holies is up. It's not in Israel.
It's nothing to do with anything. It's going on now.
Okay.
Need to purchase yourself from the Kohen to remove the judgment. מאמר תרי ממאה. המצווה של אחר זו היא להפריש תרומה גדולה. After this, the mitzvah is to give a big donation. ומדו שניים ממאה, שואל מהו תרומה? He said, 2 from 100. He said, what does it mean, תרומה? תרומה is תרום K, to elevate this to Hashem. ומשיב רבנן של הישיבה, אמרו, תרומה זו שצריכים להפריש שניים ממאה, בתרי תורה, מה היא מרמזת? That this mitzvah that we need to give 2 from 100, what is the giving us? What is the hint that giving us? היינו, מי שרוצה לטעום ממנה, אם הוא זר, יומת, whoever want to test from this תרומה, if he is a stranger, he's gonna die. דהיינו, אל זר, that means the other God, שהוא סם, שהקדוש ברוך הוא אמר, ויקחו לי תרומה, that God said, take to me, you need to take from me to me, and nobody else will be able to share with that. תרומה, that means, שניים ממאה שפירושו ליחדו בית פעמים ביום, that means if it's in a day, you need to have 100 blessings, you need to sacrifice 2 to Hashem. What does it mean? Bet paim biyom, two times in a day. Dehainu shnaim mimea shem bemem tet otiyot shel shma veba'ur shem machuto l'olam v'ed. That means that this is together that of the 20, the 30, the 49 words of Shema and Baruch Shem Baruch Shem Kodesh Machutol Olam Vaed, that this is together, Shel Arbit, yes, that we say in twice a day, Mem Tet, Shel Arbit, Otiyot Shel Shema, Baruch Shem Kodesh Machutol Olam Vaed, Shel Shachrit, that means we have Shachrit and Arbit, that we are saying Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kodesh Machutol Olam Vaed, Chaserim Kan Shnaim Lemea Shlemot, that means that we are 49 and 49 words, otiyot, letters that we are saying in both of them, and it's missing two to be complete, to be 100. So he says it's missing two to 100. Shlemut ve'en shchina elyona shei bina, and this is the shchina, the holy presence of Hashem, that's bina. She shchina tachtona hi amalchut. That means we have 10 spherot, you have 100 between above and below, to be able to channel the entire light, trinkle it down to the Malchut, we're missing two between above and below. Ki b'shnehen tzrichim liyached Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in both of them, in Bina and the Malchut, you need to do l'shem Yichud. That's the reason we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and we say Baruch Shem Malchuto Olam Vaed. This is Bina, and this is the Malchut. Shehu Me'a, that this is Ama. Im Aleph Pechuta, הן שניהן מידה של שתיהן, ואימהן הוא מאה באמה. אמה הוא אותיות מאה, והפיכת האותיות הוא אותיות האם, הרומזת על בינה. So he's saying here, we have the שכינה, that we say in שיר השירים, that you have the שכינה, the queen, and you have many maids to the queen. That's אמות. That they are servant. So he said, Me'a is 100. Ama is a maid. And the opposite, if you take and you play with the words, is Ha'em. That means you have the mother, that this is the Bina. That if you take in that we need to correct the maids of the Bina, that this is the Malchut, that the Malchut and the Bina need to be both of them in the Yichud. And to make it for 100 to be complete, to be able to bring the light from the top to the bottom, this is the me'ah, the two missing that we need to connect with the two sides, the Shechina above and the Shechina below, for to be able to make it complete.
Oh.
Hmm?
Is that
49, 49? 49, 49. Missing two. You have in Shema Yisrael, and you have Baruch Shem Malchuto Olam Vaed. Yes?
That's together 49?
Yes. You got 25, 20, I think that you have 49 letters in each one of them.
So it's for Shacharit and Arbit?
Shacharit, no. Shacharit and Arbit, yeah. Shacharit and Arbit, it's missing two. Missing two.
So what is the two? Still
connect
those two?
Twice a day. Twice a day to make it complete. The day, the is like you have pieces, and is coming as a whole is also by himself. That means the kolel, the all of them together is one. So he said by taking and putting them together, what is the strength of the human being in the universe? This is so fascinating. Everything has been given, but it will never put together. That means this lady that you look at her, she could be the mother of King David. She could be the mother of the Mashiach. She could be a grandmother. She could be anything you want her to be, in potential, unless somebody will walk the distance for that. And everything in life, the same thing. Most of the people today are not willing to do anything. We are living in a very comfortable universe. Because we are comfortable, we are basically laying back. Everybody asks, what is this for me? And if I'm checking, instead of what I can give to the universe, instead of that, the person says, what is in for me? We already lost everything. We have in New York City, we have 3 million singles. 3 million single. You know what does it mean? The universe, everybody have a pet, have a dog, have a cat. Kelev is like a heart. He want to feel what he want to feel. What is the limitation about touching? That we feel into the universe is all by a touch. When you touch an object, it's nothing to do with the object. It's to do with your own state of mind. What? Where are you? You touch the dog, or you touch the wall, or you touch something else. It's the same thing. That's the illusionary universe that we're living by. So much illusion that the people do things instead of to do the right things, they take an illusionary. And this is exactly what we are. He said the person need to know that he need to work for to be able to bring it to reality. Nothing come. The guy is going out on a date, he say, I don't feel anything. What you need to feel? If you go and you invest on this lady, $100,000, believe you, you're going to feel right away. But if you're just going to look, what is in for me, what is in for me, you are not going to do an investment, you are not going to feel anything. Most of the people, they don't want to give anything. And if they give a little, it sounds for them like they give a lot. And instead of just to give, because it's the right thing to do, because Hashem said to do, to bring the Shekhinah from Bina to Malchut, it's a lot of work a person needs to do. And if a person doesn't do anything, and he lay back, and he becomes to be a couch potato, and he thinks that it will happen to him, it's like you come into a guy, you tell him, listen, let me help you to get married. What does he say? He said, you know, I do it my way. I say, okay, but you are already 54 years old. Your way is not working. He say, yeah, I'm working on that. I say, you need to do much more. What you do is maybe not enough. You do, if you, for your business, you do more. Every day you do more. For this, you do more. You want to eat, you're going to drive, you're going to buy, you're going to do, you're going to put a lot of effort until you're going to make it happen. But when it's coming to get married, all your illusionary is what I'm going to take. And the lady sends that. The Malchut sends that. When you come into the universe and you said, what is in for me instead of what I'm going to give, the door is closed right away. From the side of the lady, it looked like a nightmare. And they run away, they have no interest to be with you. Even if you are a nice guy, you can be an angel. And she could be a queen. But the purpose of a husband and a wife, of male and female, she could be the menorah. She could be in a gold menorah. But she need your wick and the oil for to be able to light. And you can have the best oil in the world, and you can be the best wick in the world. But if you don't have menorah, it's nothing to hold. You are not here in the universe. You're in a different place. So this that you market yourself, and she market herself, but instead of to go and to build each other, everybody come to take instead of to give. Like the world is ruined by us, to elevate. We have a problem. So he said to be complete, even that you have 98, if you don't have 100, you are not complete. You're missing a penny. You don't have a dollar. Yes.
So the first Shema is the Shema, is the Bina, right? It's the Shekhinah of Limala.
And the Baruch Shem Malchuto, that's
the
Malchut.
So
you have midat day, midat night.
So that's the two trumot that Hashem wants to take from, to give to him, in order to be spared from the samerchman.
When you said truma, let's just clear it. Tarum kei. We need to do it for Hashem, not what to say what is in for us. When you're asking a guy and he said, okay, what do you do? He said, I pray twice a day. This that you pray twice a day, the king let you come in the front of him to see his face twice a day. You're the most lucky person in the universe. And instead of that, you said, the king didn't give me anything. You know, when the important person comes into a wedding or to a brit, he is bimesa, he doesn't need to do anything. Just his appearance it's enough for the bride and groom, because just his appearance makes them happy. He doesn't need to speak, and he doesn't need to dance, and he doesn't need to do anything, because only his presence already makes them happy. The same thing here. You need to be happy that you just can come in the front of the king, and to be able to see the king and to see the light that comes from the king. This is for Hashem, not for us. You need to show gratitude for that.
So what is the Shnei Mimeah? Twice?
They said you need to give 2 from 100. That the mitzvah is Shnei from 100. So he said, what is 2 from 100? He said that you...
2%.
Just 2. You have 100, you have 2.
Yeah.
He said, you have the power, yes, to wrap it. They gave you, you just need to come with the key to the door. Everything is there. But with your action, you can activate everything. You can activate everything with your action. The question, if you do take the actions, if you take anything in the universe that's been created, how it's been created? We just put one item with another item. We just connect 2 items together, we create a 3rd one. And we put another formula together, we create another. This is what Korach is about. Korach is about, he was a pharmacist. He was Rokeach. He was investigator, he's Choker. He went and said, you know what, we can put things differently. If we put things differently, we can make a computer, we can make a telephone, we can make cars, we can make many things. Just by putting them differently, together. The chemical, the material you put together, you create different materials, different reality. And the same thing here, when a person comes and he says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, et Baruch Shem Kodem Chutol Olam Va'ed. And he does it for the right reason. He creates different things in the universe. He connected himself to the place, to the, you know, 10 people can come to shul. Each one comes from his own universe. But when you gather in a shul together, the shul, Gdushat Makom, Gdushat Time, and Gdushat the soul, the Makom make us equal. But the reality is, where are you? When God said to the first man, where are you? And which state of mind the person is. That's the way he makes the zivug in the Shema Israel. That's the way he aim on what he's saying. And according to your thoughts, and we said to be able to be in a complete harmony, you need to do it by talking, thinking, and doing. This that you walk the distance to shul, you did. This that you are talking, you say Shema Israel, you're doing it. But where are you in your mind? In which state of mind you are? That's the way you make the connection between the Bina and the Malchut.
So, Bina is Ima, but Ima is the...
It's Bina.
It's Bina. Okay, and after he said, Aram, Aromes shel Bina, Al Bina. What is Aram? I know Ima, I know
Bina. Who otiot ha'em, Aromes Al Bina. That he gave us the hint that this is Bina. From Bina to Malchut. Mea Olam ve'ad Olam. From the universe to the universe. From which universe? Universe above to universe below. You'll be able to bring the light from above to below to the reality of this universe.
So the He Aleph Mem, Sophie, is what basically? The last combination.
He said Ha'em.
What is in Ha'em?
Mother.
And?
Ha'em, that's the mother. The mother.
Okay. So Ima
M is a mother, Ima is my mother, okay. And Ha'em is the mother.
Ha'em is the mother?
The mother, like...
There.
Like, no, the. Uh-huh. We know which mother we're talking uh-huh. about. Like you said, Ha-Sefer. Uh-huh. What Sefer we talking about? Uh-huh. The Torah. They said, give me the Sefer. Or this is Ha-Sefer. This, we know we say Ha...
So we say
Ha'em? Yeah, Ha'em, that means Ha-Sefer, we know which Sefer we're talking about. The K in the beginning are already telling us exactly, we know what we're talking about. So we said, Ha'em, this is the mother of all mother. This is the Ha'em, this is the toughest mother in the world. That's Bina, the shine to everybody.
So we cannot say Ha'ima, say Ha'em.
No, Ha'ima is my mother.
Okay.
It cannot be that Bina is mine. The Bina is belong to everybody. The question is, how do I trinkle the light to my malchut, to my wife.
We call it Abba ve'ima?
Ve'ima, yeah. Ve'ima and mother, when they relate to each other. Mother and father.
So you say, ve'ima is my mother. You say,
no, I said, ima, you have my ima. You have your ima. Ima is individual mother, but when you're talking about the mother of all mothers, the ha'ima. This is the ha'sefer. We know with let's assume that I'm talking about the book. And I said ha'sefer, that we know which sefer we're talking about. When you say ha'ima, we know which bina, which mother we're talking about. We're all talking about the same mother. God forbid nobody is get confused with the, we are not talking about bina. And God forbid, do not misunderstand, it's all in the spirituality, it's nothing in physicality that we're talking about. Yes, we bring a lot of parallel from physicality, but it's all the reality that we speak in is all spirituality. It's nothing else. Everything that we speak here is all spirituality. ועוד היה באוכלכם, ועוד היה באוכלכם מלחמה הארץ תרימו תרומה לשם, מלחם הארץ תרימו תרומה לשם. He said, when you eat from the bread of the land, you need to elevate a donation to Hashem. תרימו הוא כמו רום ידינו נשא, שרום ידינו פירושו עשר אצבעות ידיו, והן עשר אצבעות שעליה, שהעלייה שלהם, דהיינו בסוד הכתוב, שאו ידכם גודש, היא לעשר ספירות שהם יוד קי וו קי, העולים מה, ובחולופי אותיות דא' ב' עד בש עולה מה מאה, כי המם מדמם מתחלף עם היוד, אבל בי הצירוף ים דעות דעת בש הקי לדומה מתחלף עם הצדיק, היין פה הצירוף הצדיק דעת בש צדיק עם יוד הן מאה. ומהו שהעמידו רבננו בעלי המשנה, ואתה ישראל מה השם אלוקיך שולמך, ואמרו אל תקרא מה אלא מאה, שהיא כנגד מאה ברכות שהאדם מחייב לברר בכל יום לאדונו, וזהו שהאדם צריך לטעום בכל יום בשביל אדונו. משום זה כתוב, ויקחו לי תרומה. So he's saying something very nice here. When a person eat something, when he making a bracha, he making a bracha, he elevated with his hand, he is holding everything with his 10 finger.
Rom is what?
Rom is like marom, like to elevate. Hukmo rom yadeu nasa. That means that he take his hand and he elevate his hand up. Like su yadachem kodesh. Carry your hand up to the kedusha. Elevate your hand for the kedusha, not for anything else. God forbid. He le'eser sfirot, that means to take the 10 sfirot and to carry them up. Shem ayut kevavke, that this is the creation of God in the universe. Ha'olim ma, that the yut kevavke is the numeric number of yut kevavke, it's ma. 45. Bechilufin otiyot, if you take the ma and you switch it in adbash, aleph, taf, bet, shin, it's coming dotiot yud mem, and adbash of the yud mem is the tziruf of yam. The adbash of the beze beot baadbash k medama mitchalef im tzadi. Yes, that we said the afal be the tziruf atzadik shadbash atzadik yud hem me'ah. That if you take and the adbash, it's tzadik v'yud, it's coming to 90 is tzadik, yud is 10, together is 100. And this is what they tell us in the Torah. The people, the Baalei HaMishnah, come and said, you know, Va'ata Yisrael is written in the Torah, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Rotzei Imcha. What God want from you? What does He want from you? He said, Al Tagid Ma, Tagid Me'ah. Don't say Ma, say 100. because Yud and Tzadik is 100. So we learn at him from here from David HaMelech. It was by David HaMelech. It was a plague that people was dying in his army, and he couldn't understand what is the plague is for. Until he's coming to the point that they did 100 brachot a day and the plague stopped. So he said, "Don't say Ma Hashem Elokecha Otzeimcha. Say 100, Me'ah God wants from you." That's against 100 brachot that the person needs to do every day to Hashem for his master. ומשום זה כתוב, ויקחו לי תרומה. That means a person need to make a brachot to eat and to do this and to do that. It's all these brachot and to pray and to go to Mincha, Shachrit, Mariv, and all the brachot that he hear and he say Amen. He say, ויקחו לי תרומה. You need to do it for Hashem. לתקן עולם במלכות שקי. To correct the universe that you're going to see God in every little thing that you do. Then you're doing fine.
I told you something about that, huh?
Please.
The Mea, it's Klala, the Arya Kadosh, say Klala, when it's a malediction, Kadosh Shalom. You can reverse it by doing Halel Ka, Kuf. Halel is to praise, you know?
Right.
Kuf, the Kuf, the 100. It's, you can reverse the Klala by doing 100 brachot today.
Here, so he's saying, if you look in Mem Zayit, he's saying here that the female, if we don't give cherem, the female of the cherem is klala, is a curse.
Uh-huh.
When a person doesn't give to Hashem the peterechem, that he need to give the cherem, the 248 mitzvot to Hashem, is become to be cursed in klala. Uh-huh. And the klala, that's the female, that's the way it's appearing in the universe. When a person doesn't do the 248 mitzvot, he become to be cursed.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it's appearing on him. So that's what they said, that the Mishnah Torah, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tell us in the Dvarim, in the Mishnah Torah, that God bless us in all the Torah, the entire Torah He bless us, וכל הברכות הן מימין, and every brachot come from the right side. And this is the Kohen.
The Yam, I don't understand why it's, I know the Ma, I understand the Adash of the Yam, and then I don't understand the form with Yam and then the Tzadik and the He. You would say Yam, the Adbash, Yam, the Ha.
He said the...
I understand Yam, and then after I don't understand that much.
The Mem...
And after I understand.
The Mem is change... כי המילה, המם, יהיה דמה, מתחלף עם יוד. מם is יוד. בעל בי הצירוף, ים דאותיות, בש, ההי, דמדה מתחלף עם צדיק. He's saying like this. He's saying the Adbash, you got the Ma. The Ma is the...
Is Yam.
Okay.
Is Yam.
Okay. And after this he said the K, Mea. The K is the Tzadik.
Ah, okay. Tzadik Yud for the Mea? Okay.
You understand? The Tzadik and Yud is Mea. He said, Ma. Ma Hashem Elokecha Otzeimcha. He said, don't say Ma, say Me'a.
Okay, I understand.
Me'a is like that Ma, the Aleph, is like what God wants from you is really not Ma. He wants from you 100 times that you're going to say Brachot in the universe.
You want to be cute.
Yes. Sorry?
No, I don't know what's... He said the Sofiyah.
He said, Atzadik, Afal Pi, Atziruf, Atzadik, Dadbash, Tzadik Im Yud, הן מאה. He said, הצירוף, היי צדיק. Yes?
What is היי צדיק?
היי אין צדיק. That he take in the, he said, בעד בש, the K, מדמה מתחלף עם הצדיק. והי וצדיק, together, בעד בש, הם צדיק and יוד. והן מאה. That means when he does three times the Adbash. That means what? Why is three times? We're talking about that we need left, right, and middle. For to be able to know where we're going, to do it to Hashem, Leshem Shamayim, you need to know that all the universe is like a triangle. Mother, father, and a child. We need to know that you have a Kohen, Levi, and Israel. So he said that you have three times that he do the Adbash, that he switch them. And all is this for to be able, Vayikhu li truma. Li is me. It's only one Li in the universe. It's only Hashem. It's not us. That everything that we do is for Hashem. And most of the people, that's the reason most of the people, when God said, Va'avta le'racha kamocha, ani Hashem, you need to love your friend like you love yourself, I am God. What mean I am God? Everybody forget that Ani Hashem. Ani is only God. So how you say Ve'avta le'racha kamocha? If Ani is God, how can you be kamocha? Who are you? Who are you that you love your friend like you love yourself? You need to recognize that you are a messenger from Hashem here. And if you are a messenger, you need to love your friend that you see his messenger, that he is here from Hashem as well. Otherwise, how can you love your friend? Who is a friend? King David said in Tehillim, Kuf Yutet, 119, verse 65. Chaver ani lechol asher yerucha v'leshomrei pikudecha. I am a friend to everybody that afraid from you and keep you Torah in order. Ve'avta le'reacha. The person that is next to you, he is your friend, kamocha, that you need to know that he is like you. He is keeping the Torah in order. He is keeping Hashem in order. He is keeping things in order. Then you can love him like you. What is you? Eved Hashem. It's nothing else. And if I am not Eved Hashem, who I am? Because Ani is only Hashem. The same thing here. Vayikhu li, li. Hashem said li truma. Not to themselves, not to anybody, to me. וכמה תרומות הן יש תרומה מן התורה? And how many do we have different תרומות? יש תרומה מן התורה, כי תרומה היא אותיות תורה מם. That תרומה is either תרום K or either תורה מם. That the Torah is the מם. שזו היא תרומה, שהיא התורה שניתנת במם יום. They've been given Torah, they've given to us Moshe Rabbeinu went 40 days to complete himself, to go up to Shamayim. In 40 days. 40 is usually a number of completion. When a person needs to learn mystical part of the Torah, and he says he needs to be 40, he needs to accomplish a certain thing in life. He needs to get married, he needs to have children, he needs to plant a tree, he needs to build a home. He needs to do many mitzvot that he needs to sustain him to the ground, that he is not going to fly too high. So Moshe Rabbeinu went 40 days to Shamayim to bring us the Torah. ואם תאמרו שאכלתי ממנה באותם מם יום, הרי כתוב, ואי משה בהר, ואי מובר, ואי לילה, לחם לא אכל, ומים לא שותה. If you said that he ate in these 40 days, and it's written in the Torah, he did not drink for 40 days. שמורה הייתה עד עתה, דהיינו עד המשכן, תרומה זו, אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא, וכיוון שהמלך לא אכל, דהיינו שלא היה זיווג, זירה על פינו מלכות, הנקרא אכילה, איך אוכלים עבדיו? He said, how is the, if the king didn't eat, how is the slave can eat? כי לאחר כך, אחר שהוקם המשכן, שאמר, הריתי מורים בסמי, that I am eating my dream, my wine, with, שהיה זיווג, זירה על פינו מלכות, that it was a connection between the זעיר אנפין, between Hashem and the Malchut and the Shechina. לאחר זה אכלו רעים, after this, אכלו רעים ושיתו דודים, that you can be able, the friend is going to be able to eat. דהיינו שיוכלו עבדיו, כלומר שקיבלו מהארת הזיווג, that means that they been receiving from the light of the zivug, that they are eating together, the people can be able to eat. That means when a person does something, he need to look at his master. If his master does that, he can do that. If Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the Zeir Anpin, and he went up to Shamayim and he did not eat and did not drink, how is the people below was sitting and eating and drinking? If the king is not in, how is the slave can eat and drink? Just when the king eat and drink, we be able to eat and to drink. Otherwise we cannot do that. So I wish that we all going to be able to, I wanted to get into the point of Masrot, we did not get to the point of the Maser, that Ma'amar Lafrish Maser, that I'm just going to wrap it in a couple minutes, that the Maser is, the Truma that we bring, the Maser is bringing the left and right together. We have the Levi. He said, do not forget the Levi. What is the Levi? The Levi is the judgment of the universe. For to be able to affect the universe, we need the judgment. We need this universe. You can do only affection in this universe. The same thing with the wife. The wife is a judgment. You cannot do anything if you are not having execution. You are not having judgment. The fire is judgment. But you can build only with fire. You cannot build. But this fire needs to be controlled. And this is what is the Masrot come. When a person wants to control the fire, to control that everything that is happening, he needs to give Maser. And if he doesn't give Maser, the thing that he does is not being controlled. The fire can get out of control. And then things are happening not in the right way. The same thing here. A person, when he gives it's Daka, Maser, 10%, 20%, he'll be able to take in the universe and to remove the judgment. To reduce the judgment to the point that could be used for his needs. And if he does it, everything that he does, the gut left from the, after the 10%, will be able to stay for him and for his children after that. So Bezrat Hashem, that we're going to be able to give Maasot and to give to the Kohen and to give to the Levi and to give to all these they need, because those are the people they need. They sustain us for to be able to see that we're going to be worthy to keep whatever we got left, all the Torah and Mitzvot, and to be able to see Binyat Ben HaMikdash, Beyat Mashiach, Tzitken Berabbi, Amen. Thank you very much everybody for watching. Thank you for coming. Hatzlacha Rabba ve Shabbat Shalom.